Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Today, we're talking with aphids and whiteflies about Safena insecticide from BASF.
We just got nailed with it.
So tell us, how are you feeling?
Really, really weird.
And you still want to devour this field?
No way, bro.
There you have it, folks. Safena insecticide is specifically engineered to disorient aphids and whiteflies so they can't eat. And when they can't eat, they can't destroy.
Help protect your sorghum from aphids with Safena insecticide. Always read and follow label directions.
For nearly 40 years, Brian Bingman has worked in the oil and gas industry. He served as Secretary of State, where he headed the governor's conservative policy agenda. As Corporation Commissioner, Brian Bingman will keep our state's energy industry safe from Joe Biden's attacks while working to bring affordable high-speed broadband to all Oklahomans. Brian Bingman. For Corporation Commission.
I'll authorize Biden candidate for candidate committee authorized and paid for by Oklahomans for a connected future 211 Broadway to Oklahoma 735-325-0679-3500.
Well, the latest World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates, or the WASDE report, was released this week. I caught up with Rich Nelson at Allendale to talk a little bit about those wheat numbers.
Good news for the wheat side. Despite the fact that USD did raise production on this report for the U.S. wheat crop, which is very valid. We've got a very good crop right now. They actually more than offset that with an increase for exports. So bottom line, they actually lowered new crop wheat stocks, 766 to 758 million bushels.
Well, of course, wheat harvest in full swing here in Oklahoma and across most of the United States. Looks like this year we're going to have a much better wheat crop. So how will that play into those numbers later?
And that's a big question for us. So the wheat story is really interesting with a rebounding U.S. wheat supply, but overall, everybody else... Well, total supply for world wheats actually have a light drop. So how this is going to be played out is going to be really interesting. Our hope is that with this net decline in total non-U.S. Supply, perhaps we might be able to export our way out of some of these little larger stock numbers that we'll have this year.
To hear my complete conversation with Allendale's Rich Nelson, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, the latest crop production report was released this week by the National Agricultural Statistics Service. Our own Reagan Kalk had the opportunity to visit with state statistician for USDA NAS, Troy Marshall. And according to Marshall, next month's production in Oklahoma will be dependent on weather conditions.
Specifically starting here in Oklahoma, we did see an increase in yield. So we did see a bushel increase for that. So we are projecting that out to be at 38 bushels to the acre. So that is up one bushel from last month. That is a 10 bushel increase over last year if we start looking at it, if it is realized for that. So with that increase, again, we didn't change anything for harvested acres yet, but that would be a 3% increase from last month. So we're at a 800 million bushel, somewhere right in there. So a 98 million bushel, almost a 99 million bushel harvest when it comes through for Oklahoma. When we start looking at Texas, you know, Texas, as we talked about last month, a little different beast. Yield was already down from what we saw, but we didn't see any changes. We didn't have any updates to Texas as far as producers didn't see a change on the yield or production for that. So they do stay constant. At 34 bushels to the acre, and that still having that 71 million bushel, almost 71 and a half million bushel production for Texas. So again, everything kind of staying consistent for this year. We'll see what, or for this month, we'll see what next month brings for us.
Once again, that's USDA NASA's Troy Marshall.
If you grow soybeans in the South, you need a fungicide that gets absorbed quickly, starts working fast, and lasts all season. Revilock fungicide from BASF is the solution you can depend on for stronger, longer disease control. Always read and follow label directions.
Hey neighbors, Ron Hayes here with a reminder that it's a great place to get your local farm and ranch news. OklahomaFarmReport.com. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, it's available for you. OklahomaFarmReport.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.